Here's a seasonal statistic. Last year, Americans bought a little more than 33 million trees at a total cost of $1.16 billion. Those are Christmas trees, spending on average $35.30 for real Christmas trees, not fake plastic trees. So, Mary Jean Packer?
Yes.
How big of a chunk of that $1.16 billion did the people you represent get?
Well, New York State's tree farms number over 850. Last year, almost 300,000 trees were cut on Christmas tree farms in New York State.
Nice. Mary Jean Packer is executive director of the Christmas Tree Farmers Association of New York. And where are you right now?
I'm at the Elms Family Tree Farm in Ballston Spa, New York.
Get out. There's an Elms Family Tree Farm.
And what makes it worse, my name is Chip.
That does make it worse, yeah. Chip Elms. So you're in the tree game there, Chip, huh?
Well, that's right. We say elms make great Christmas trees.
Well, elms don't make great Christmas trees, but yours do. What kind of trees do you typically sell? Is it the spruce or are you doing the firs?
We do have some spruce, but we grow mostly Fraser and balsam fir.
That's great. Mary Jean Packer, there are all kinds of farms in the state of New York. A lot send their trees around the world even, yes?
Well, about half of the tree farms here in New York are like Chip's and focus on choose and cut. But quite a few others also offer wholesale trees, and they're sold in markets certainly all over the U.S. And most of our trees that go overseas go as part of the national initiative called Trees for Troops.
And that sends Christmas trees to military bases?
Yes, they go to about 36 military bases around the country, some overseas. And matter of fact, this today, FedEx will be picking up over 100 trees donated from 16 local farms and nurseries to provide for families whose spouses are on active duty in the military.
Well, that's a great sense of home for people who are as far from home as they can get. There's also the added advantage, I think. It's not really a very Christmassy thought, though, Chip, but imagine how irritating it would be to those ISIS people to see a Christmas tree, you know, over the hill, right, in Iraq.
Well, I hadn't really thought of that, but the comments we get from the families are a Christmas tree feels and smells like home. So we feel it's a small part that we do to show our support to the soldiers who are working hard to give us the freedoms that we have.
Best way to cut down a tree, slant or a straight cut?
Well, a slight slant so that it doesn't fall on top of you.
Mary Jean Packer, what about a stand? Do you recommend the smaller stands or those big, huge plate steel stands that they're selling these days?
I recommend the stand that'll hold the most possible water. The biggest thing that I tell people who are choosing a farm fresh tree, if they want to keep it that fresh, they need to keep water on it.
Well, it certainly was a privilege to speak on this Christmas tree harvesting season day in the beginning of December with Chip Elms. I have to say that's a milestone for me in radio. Chip, you get good business this year, and I hope the slush turns to some nice powdery snow for you up there.
You know, day before Thanksgiving, we had about 10 inches of snow, and it was just gorgeous. I put those pictures up on Facebook, and thousands of people saw them, and we had a lot of nice comments. So it's nothing like a Christmas tree field with a light dusting of snow.
Great. All right. Well, the best of the holidays to you. And Mary Jean Packer, thanks so much.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Great to speak with you.
Mary Jean Packer is the executive director of Christmas Tree Farmers Association of New York. And we want you to head over to thetakeaway.org. We want to know where you are, how big your tree is, and how much it costs. Kind of an economic indicator, the Takeaway Tree Index. Be a data point with us at thetakeaway.org.